Let's talk about ties, what they are, and how to go about practicing a piece that has ties. Hello everyone, welcome to this channel. My name is Martino, I'm the founder of the London Saxophone School. Guys, we're here to help you master your skills on the saxophone, whether it's with lessons, workshops, masterclasses, and whatnot, we're here to help. So if you wanna work more closely with me and my team here at the London Saxophone School, whether it's in person or online, you can book your lesson at the link here below. Also, be sure to download more rhythm exercises inside the Music Vault folder. You will find everything here below in the description. Music Vault folder is a collection of free resources on music and saxophone, so that's all for you for free. And for those of you who are in London, on June 19th, we're doing our 12th saxophone concert, so come along and join us and support our students. It'll be awesome to see you and to meet you there. So the very first thing we want to look at is what are ties. So ties and slurs, you want to know something, that ties and slurs look exactly the same on paper, but they have a very different job. So the job of ties is to link, is to merge two notes together, two identical notes. Okay, so if we have, for example, a B tied to another B, regardless of the value of those two notes are going to be merged together. So the value of the first note is going to be longer, it's going to be elongated. Okay, on the other hand, slurs tell you where to tongue and where not to tongue, essentially. So if we have a B slurred to a C, it means that you have to tongue on the B and then slur the C. Okay, they're not merging any notes together. So ties only merge, let's say, two identical notes. Okay, now let's do these very simple exercises. Now, the very first thing you want to know is that when a note is tied, okay, you want to respect the value of the note that is being tied. For example, a very common thing is that students forget about the note, the tied note, and they skip, so everything is just going to be out of time. Okay, so let's start with this metronome at 60. Okay, we're just gonna beat four quarter notes to start with. Super simple. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Bam, 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 bam. Nothing big, okay? Now, we're gonna tie the first two notes and the last two notes. So we're gonna tie 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, okay? So we're gonna get a longer note. Ready? 1, 2, 3 and go. Da, da. Again, 3 and 4. Da, da. Right? So when I tie, you know, let's say these are my notes, okay? 1, 2, 3, and 4. When I tie, these two become one and these two become one. Make sense? Okay. So if you notice, when I'm tying, whether it's 1 and 2 or 3 or 2 and 3 or 3 and 4, it doesn't matter. Okay, I'm still thinking about every single beat. Okay, I hope this example with the with the fingers works. Okay, so the thing is that you don't want to skip the note that is being tied because there's still a space in there. Make sense? Okay, now let's go into eighth notes. Okay, so first of all, let's just beat eighth notes, okay, for a whole bar. So that's 8 eighth notes. Now we can also call these pizzas. I've done a video on counting rhythm that I'm gonna pop it up in here, okay? So eighth notes are 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and right, you can also think of them as pizza, 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 okay? So let's do it this way. Let's do 4 pizzas to start with. I'm just gonna say pizza because it's cool, okay? 3 and 4. Pizza, 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 pizza. Okay, that's fine. That's 8 eighth notes. Now, what happens if we tied those eighth notes? Okay, so we have pizza. What about if we tie those two? What do we get? We get quarter notes. Check it out. 1, 2, 3, 4. P, 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 3 and 4. P, 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 you know? I'm saying P because we're thinking about pizzas, you know? but the pizza is actually being tied, so I'm not saying the za. It makes sense? Okay, so that's pizzas, okay? What about if we only tied the 2 and the 3? So we go pizza, pizza. Make sense? Try it with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Pizza, pizza. Okay, cool. Now, 16 notes, okay? What about if we just do a bunch of 16 notes for a whole bar, okay? Now, I'm gonna refer to 16 notes as avocados. Avocados, because we have 4 syllables and that makes sense, okay? It's easier to visualize, okay? So let's just do a bunch of avocados for one bar. 1, 2, 3, 4. Avocado, 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 avocado. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Avocado, 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 avocado. That's fine, okay? That's pretty straightforward. Now, what about if we tied avo and cado? Avo, cado. Avo, cado. Okay? What do we get? 8th notes, okay? So we get a-ca, a-ca, but I'm still thinking avocado, avocado, every single syllable, it's really important. I'm just tying the first 2 together and the 3 and 4 together. Make sense? Check it out, together. 1, 2, 3, 4. A-ca, 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 a-ca. That translates into avocado, avocado, right? When the 2 and the 4 in the 16 notes are not there because they're merged, they're tied together. Make sense? I hope that makes sense, okay? Now, we're gonna do a little exercise that mixes a little bit of tied notes here and there so we can actually apply this to some music. Now, this is a 6-bar exercise. It's not a big deal. It's not really long, but it gives you an idea of how to approach something that has ties, okay? So if you're learning something on the saxophone that has ties, the very first thing you wanna do is ignore the ties whatsoever, okay? And basically tongue the notes that are supposed to be tied, okay? So you just ignore the ties whatsoever, okay? And play everything as written, okay? That will allow you, the brain, to understand what is happening rhythmically, and then when you put them back, it's gonna be better, okay? So for this thing here, we're gonna put the metronome at 60, as usual, okay? And I'm just gonna vocalize it, okay? Without any ties whatsoever, okay? So for quarter notes, I'm gonna say yes, just because it's one syllable, okay? For 8th notes, I'm gonna say pizzas, and for 16 notes, I'm gonna say avocados. Make sense? Check it out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Pizza, yes. Pizza, yes. Avocado, pizza, yes, yes. Pizza, pizza, avocado, pizza, pizza, yes, yes. It actually makes you hungry after a while, okay? That makes sense? Okay, so I will repeat it this way with the metronome, without any ties whatsoever, okay? So you actually get to understand what's happening rhythmically, okay? And where everything falls on the beat or off the beat or whatever it is, okay? The next step to do is to actually put the ties in, okay? So let's identify the bars that have ties only. That's what we care about, okay? We don't really care about the bars that don't have ties because we're working on ties. So we have a tie on bar number 2, a tie on bar number 3, a tie across bars 4 and 5, and another tie across bars 5 and 6, okay? Let's look at bar number 2. So we have 2 quarter notes, the first 2 quarter notes tied together. That's what we did actually at the beginning of the video, okay? Ready? So let's just do bar number 2 on its own. That's it. Metronome. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yes, Yes, okay. When you start tying things, you know, the syllables don't really work so well. So you can even say ta, 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 or whatever you want, okay? Just, or sing a note, okay? So we know that the first two notes are tied together. Fine, not a big deal, okay? Now, the third bar, okay? We have a tied going between the third note and the fourth note, okay? So that's between the second beat and the third beat, okay? Let's try that. Metronome. One, two, three, and four. Pizza, yeah, pi. Pizza, yeah, pi. Make sense what I'm doing? So pizza, yeah, which is yes, right? The quarter note. And then the next pizza, what is supposed to be a pizza, you know, it doesn't have the P. I'm not saying the P anymore because the P is being linked, it's being tied by the previous note, and then I'm only saying the tsa after that, okay? So one, two, three, and four. Pizza, yeah, pi. Make sense? Okay. Now bars four and five, we have a tie across the bar, okay? So that should be actually pretty straightforward. Let's try. One, two, three, and four. Avocado pizza, yes, yetzapi. Make sense? Again. Avocado pizza, yes, yetzapi, and so on, okay? So this is probably the only place in which you would really want to pay a lot of, let's say, more attention, okay? Because it's across the bar and then you have a pizza afterwards, okay? So let's do now bars five and six. One, two, three, and four. Pizza, pizza, avocado, pizza, yes? Yes, okay? Now, in this case, bars five and six, I'm starting directly on bar number five, okay? So I ignore the tie, I'm just gonna start pizza, pizza, that's all, okay? So that's all. The main advice that I wanna give you is when you have a piece with ties, ignore the ties, practice it without ties so your brain understands and respects the value of each note. And then when you put them back, you will hear the notes internally, kind of thing, with your inner ear, okay? Now, let's do the whole exercise with ties with the metronome to finish, okay? Ready? Let's do it. Metronome. Okay. One, two, three, and go. Yes. Yay. Yes. Pizza. Yes. Avocado pizza, yes, yeah, pizza, avocado pizza, yes. Yes. Okay, so I hope that was helpful and that actually gives you a little bit of more, you know, understanding and knowledge on how to approach a piece with ties. And it's, you know, it's all about this. It's all about practicing without ties and then practicing with ties, analyzing every single bar or section that has ties, hear them internally, and then when you go about and put the ties back, everything's just gonna be a bit more solid and more rhythmically in place because you're gonna actually be hearing every single beat where everything happens. Okay, so guys, that's it. If you found the video helpful and you like the content of the channel, go ahead and subscribe and like the video. That's a big, big support for the channel, and I super, super appreciate that. So happy tying, and I will see you next week. Bye.